Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are on the line with Matt Qualiano, a local real estate agent. And Matt, I'm looking at kind of the trends of the city of Buffalo when it comes to the real estate market. You know, everyone's always saying that people are wanting to move to Buffalo because it is such an affordable place to live compared to other places in the country. Well, you're somebody who's on the ground. You see what it's like every day. How affordable is the city of Buffalo, and how popular is home buying specifically in the city of Buffalo?
Well, a lot of it is relative to an increase in ownership and an increase in desire in the last 10 years. I mean, the affordability is unmatched across the country. It's very hard to find something as substantial, square footage, old character charm, 1900s, 1920s. In other parts of the country, it's coming near these prices. Even though our prices have increased quite a bit over the last years, it's still, affordability is amazing throughout. I'm finding people buying houses, generating a mortgage payment with just a minimal down payment according to guidelines, and still ending up with a payment what they would have paid for rent, or even sometimes slightly lower than what the rent was.
I know there's a million factors that go into, you know, the price of a home, but what would you say is the average price for a home in the city of Buffalo these days?
Well, it really depends on the category of house, and this is where a lot of confusion arises when people kind of just focus on the online algorithms. The value of any house really is broken down into maybe three components. One is the condition of the house and how the buying public will receive it and what they may want to do to make it their own. And then another part of it is the relevance of comparable sales. And the last part is affordability. So, you know, if we can't buy anything that we can't afford or that we're not comfortable financially spending money on. But right now, those three components have never been more in the favor of the buying public and the selling public simultaneously. It's a win-win.
One of the reasons why we're talking about real estate here at WBEN is because there's been a lot of stuff happening in downtown Buffalo. Specifically, lots of apartments are starting to come into the picture, whether it's studio apartments over at the old Buffalo Police Headquarters or the One Seneca Tower building. This idea of the future of the city of Buffalo has you kind of never know how it's going to be. But like you said, the last 10 years has been an incredible amount of growth. What do you see it as today, the amount of people who are renting an apartment compared to buying a house or buying a condo to live at?
I think that really is probably more of a demographic analysis. You get a lot of people who come from out of town to work short-term maybe or unfamiliar, and they kind of want a nice place to live, and they're not shocked by the price of the new rentals downtown. Those rentals downtown include a lot. Sometimes they include the utilities, the secure parking, there's amenities. Simultaneously, you have the youngest generation buyer realizing somebody that was born in 1990 is now 30 years old. And that buyer typically tends to have a lot less skill sets in being able to work on houses. So that attracts big, big attraction to something that's new and shiny and done. However, I think the trend might evolve to a lot of those rentals may eventually end up becoming condos like they have in so many other rental areas where they've just converted to condos, and that would be kind of interesting.
What about this idea of going to the suburbs as opposed to the city of Buffalo? I know there's pros and cons to both, but you're a real estate agent. What are some of those pros and cons?
Well, I think the suburbs offer a lot more green space in some cases. When you get into parts of the city you know, the lots, the city was developed at a time maybe when land seemed scarce. And so if you're looking for more green space and you're looking for more, you know, room between your neighbors, the suburban setting seems to be more appealing. But a lot of people are reverting back to the old mentality. It appears a lot of people are reverting back to the old mentality of a neighborhood cohesion and being able to walk places and really having an interest in getting to know their neighbors. And the urban development and the urban setting has it all over the suburbs. And with the advent of Amazon and some of the online delivery systems, I mean, realize you can buy something online, it shows up at your door. You can order your dinner, it shows up at your door. A lot less appeal up to the malls and the big shopping centers in the suburbs, as we're seeing, is they're all slowly kind of just going by the wayside.
Do you see the housing market, and I'm asking you to look in a crystal ball here, say 10 years from now, how do you expect the market in the city of Buffalo to change? You know, they say Buffalo's a secret. Well, the secret's starting to get out.
I think you're going to see a stability and maybe some slight or gradual increase in value depending on the financial market. If you see a growth in the overall population, if we see a fairly substantial growth in the general population in the city, prices will definitely keep climbing. If you see kind of a leveling off or even a calming of the growth in population with a low interest rate and the mortgageability that's easy to get relative to years past, you're going to see, you know, things staying stable. I don't predict a big increase without a pretty massive increase in the population.
All right, Matt, is there anything else you think people ought to know about the city of Buffalo? Maybe, is it still a secret, you think?
No, it's clearly, it's in my day-to-day operation. We get a ton of inquiries. We get a ton of people looking. I have open houses every weekend, and in one house in particular, they had 140 people through 2 weeks ago. That house sold for $40,000 over its asking with seven people competing, and it was February 7th. So it's a great time is what I'm saying. It's a great time for both seller and buyer. The buyer of that house ended up with a mortgage payment that is literally $180 away from the rent they're paying for a 2,900 square foot house that they love.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.